Ar Rahman Ar Rahim. Allama Tushi Rahmatullah says, O Ustad Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi Rahmatullah Ali advised us after reciting this verse, Man kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi falyamal amalan saliha wa la yushrik bi ibadati rabbihi ahada. Whoever longs to meet Allah Ta'ala, let him do righteous works and not join partners to Allah Ta'ala. So it says, whoever longs to meet Allah Ta'ala, then he must avoid two things in particular. One is socializing. To some point, you socialize, show ikram, respect, and muhabbat. But that socializing becomes your whole life, meeting, sitting, partying, eating, that becomes the cornerstone of your life. And this is not the goal of a Muslim. Sometimes it's required that we meet, show muhabbat. Someone is not feeling well, you meet the person. Someone is down because of some loss, you offer him condolence. Someone has some need, you try and assist him and support him. Right? So if it's a valid reason, we meet the person. And whatever necessary assistance we are supposed to be rendering, we render the assistance. Now we turn the whole thing around. We will socialize without showing any assistance. And the actual thing was to assist, cooperate, to offer condolence, to support. That was the actual. By the way, you socialize. But if the socializing becomes the main thing and the assistance is totally forgotten, then you have lost the plot. The actual plot was to assist. That was the actual plot. So this is a misunderstanding. So it says, the one that longs to meet Allah, then just decrease the socializing. لِأَنَّ لِقَاءَ النَّاسِ لَا يَخْلُوْ أَنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالٍ. Socializing, what brings about, oh, he said this and he said this. That person said this, this. So that's what you get out of it. You get anything else. But if socializing is for some genuine purpose, like you went in Jamaat, mixed up. So you're talking about deen and learning deen. Talking about deen or learning deen. Like you would do in a madrasa, then it's a good thing. Right. You spoke to them on it. So that's a good thing. You're meeting for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, learning something, passing on something, whether it's spiritual, whether it is material, but the idea is to pass on or to gain. To pass on or to gain. One of the two. But this meeting, just for sitting and passing time, that's not a Muslim's life. Lost the purpose of life. So he says, the one that really is anxious to meet Allah, then leave this socializing. This type of socializing, leave it out. Because when you don't have a definite purpose to meet, and you're going to meet, right, then you're going to have some problems. Sometimes you're going to talk about things that are not related. Right? Sometimes you're going to pick out against the integrity of someone. You're going to enter into a controversial topic, right? And then from that controversy, then it leads to an argument. After that argument, then someone is hurt. It's an argument, you ran someone down, you ridiculed him, right? So he feels hurt that you're ridiculing me. So it becomes a big issue. So therefore he says that this, and sometimes the topics that are discussed are futile. It's not going to bring you any reward and return, and no material reward, no spiritual reward. So then what's the purpose of discussing? Someone is asking, all right, what was the length, the breadth, and the width of the ark of Nuh alayhi salam? If you discovered that there was a length, there was a breadth, there was a depth of the ship, then what did you get? Did you get anything out of it? Anything material, anything spiritual, any reward, any return? Why engage in that? Now you get scientists and all going to explore all these things. But I ask you, in all fairness, that you explored it, all right, and what did you get? Did you get anything out of it? So a mu'min, before you step, before you leap, you think now, what's the return? That's why Limya Sahib Rahmatullah says, this is the irony of the day, that we do things, but we do things as per ritual. Not understanding and not having the cognizance of the rewards and the return.
Right.
Like reading namaz, right? If someone takes cognizance of all the returns, the rewards that he's going to get, now that namaz becomes life, say, he's going to do wuzu, right? So, at the time that he's doing wuzu, he takes cognizance of the fact that once I'm washing my face, all the sins that were committed by the face, etc., all are getting washed away. Right? Washing my hands, all the sins that were committed by the hands, they're getting washed away. Right? Now, can you see now that you'll be adding a meaning to that wuzu? Right? See, there's someone talking still, eh? Let's see this. So there'll be a meaning to this. In the same manner, Nabi Sassam was asked, how will you recognize your ummati on the day of Qiyamah? See, when you're in Umrah or in Hajj, then people recognize their own folks, right? So there's different ways they will recognize them. Sometimes they'll have the same kurta, one color, or they'll have the same topi, or 1,000 people want one type of topi. So now you recognize your folks, my people. So they'll recognize you and you'll recognize them, identify. So the Sahaba-i-Kiram asked that how will you recognize your ummat on the day of Qiyamah? It's multitudes, it's not 1,000, not million, billion people, billions of people. From Adam alayhi salam's time till the day of Qiyamah, how many billions of people? In that whole multitude, then how will you recognize your ummah? So the Sahaba, Nabi Sam says, Ghur Muhajjal, what? Ghur Muhajjal, min asaril wudu. Their forehead will be shining, and their limbs, their hands, will be shining. Foreheads and their limbs will be shining. Because of the wuzu. See, they made wuzu properly. So there's a sparkle, there's a light coming out from the forehead, the light coming out from the hand. So now you're making wuzu with the meaning, hey, I'm going to make wuzu properly. I don't want to waste water, but I'm going to see that my face is washed nicely. So that on the day of Qiyamah, my Nabi Sam can recognize me. When you're talking of Nabi Sam, say, my Nabi Sam. You must show that he's not a stranger. You show some belonging, don't you? When you talk of your father, say, one man said this. A father said this. Hey, my dear father, he said this. So even in your words, then you must show, express, that you must show some belonging. My Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. Say this word when you're talking. Even to your friends, to your family, talk about him like this. The words have an effect. You cannot say that the words don't have an effect. Can you say that? Words have a different effect. If someone tells you, dog, you're a snake in the grass, you're a fat misery, nothing, do you get affected or not? You get affected. By the same token, if someone talks good about you, how nice you feel. You feel nice, isn't it? So words do have an effect. So when you are talking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so show a sense of belonging. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once he was talking to his children, and there was a need to draft a letter. So the letter is getting drafted and read to him. Whoever wrote the letter, one of his children, so he just said, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said this. So Mawlana was disappointed. Who is Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi? Right there, Sayyidi, Sanadi, Ma'wa, wa Malja, fi dunya, wal akhirah. Say that, say some words of belonging. And he said that, couldn't contain his tears, he just put his head on the pillow to stop his tear. But I see that words has that effect. Talk of someone dear, someone, especially in the deen sphere, then you must talk about it. So this adds to the muhabbat. It shows that you got some belonging. It shows that you got some connection, some relationship. Just talking simple like this, no belonging, no feeling for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Does he deserve the treatment? Similarly, we're talking about our mashayikh. So you talk with this word, you say, Qutbul Irshad, Sayyidu Ta'ifa, Hujjatul Islam. Now it has a different meaning. So we talk about our elders, but talk about them in this words, in this frame of mind. Show belonging, show the relationship, show muhabbat, show that. Unfortunately, the turn this world has taken is a turn towards becoming immune to everything. You become cold to people. That's the turn it's taken, that you must become cold. The forerunners, right, whites, etc., the forerunners to this, now you see it in their lives, that as their parents aged, then they are deposited in the old age homes, caregivers, and they got nothing to do with the parents. We see it, we hear about it. Hawick, there's a place, one of the South Africa's best, in fact, the world's best, old age. So they talk about so best. So isn't that a shame? World's best old age. Isn't that a shame, embarrassment? The right thing was, by the old, look after your own old, your parents, your grandparents, even if it's your uncle, your aunt, but you take pride in taking care of them. It's my father, my uncle. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, asked Allah Ta'ala I wish to know my companion in Jannat. Who's going to be my companion? Amongst in the galaxy of the Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam rates about number 3. After Nabi alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Musa alayhi salam. So he wants to know now who's going to be my companion in Jannat. So Musa alayhi salam is told, all right, go to a certain place and you will find one butcherman. This is the address, this is the particulars, this is the name. He follows the particulars that is given to him. Sees one person, a butcherman, as per the description, does his business. After the business is over, he takes some months, prepares some type of a soup, goes home. Goes home first. First he'll clean himself nicely, because it's a butcherman, so he'll wash himself nicely. then nicely he will serve that that soup nicely to his mother, gives a kiss on the forehead, shakes her hand, shows her some warmth, embraces her. And she needs to be clean, he'll clean her, talk to her, tell her some stories, etc., whatever for the day, and put her to sleep, like how a child is put to sleep. You know that when a person ages, and he ages, his advance in age, then his whole body shrinks. So the mother became like that. But the love, the muhabbat, the attention didn't differ at all. Should all the love, respect, muhabbat. Now Musa is shown that this is going to be your companion in Jannah. See, in the Anbiya, in Surah Maryam, Allah talks about the Anbiya alayhi salam. Sometimes it is Zakariya alayhi salam, then Yahya alayhi salam, then Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa. But look how Allah talks about it. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَي. Now, when you're extolling the virtue of a Nabi, right, he strived, he did this. But in the list of that virtue, Allah says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And how good he was towards his mother. Isa didn't have a father. So how good he was towards his mother. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيَّ. And he talks about Zakariya or Yahya alayhi salam, then how good, how righteous he was towards his parents. So Allah makes it a point to speak about this activity, good towards the parent. Now someone may get a little bit worried, hey, but I didn't do much for my parents, what about me now? Remember, Islam is not a religion of despondency. So we didn't do, if they are alive, we still have a chance to do it. Right. In today's mail, one person is asking, what if my father is a sinner and all that? What must I do? You show the respect. His sin also, that is different, right? You don't participate in the sin and the wrong, nor should you encourage him, but you do not compromise on your respect and your kindness. You show the respect and kindness, that's your duty. The Quran is saying, even if they were kafirs, then too you show kindness. And here he's not a kafir, he's wrong, he's evil. Because of the wrong that he's doing, you will not compromise in your respect, in your service, and you're showing obedience. So see, Allah makes a point. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Extolling all the virtues, Allah mentions this. Ibrahim alayhi salam has to talk to his parents because he's living with them, perhaps, or living in the same town. And now he's got nubuwwat. When he's got nubuwwat, so he has to talk to them, extend the invitation. But then when he's addressing, then with so much of meticulous care, Ya abati, lima ta'abudu ma la yanfa'u wa la yadurru wa la yughni anka shay'a. My dear father, don't do this. My respected father. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about those words that Ibrahim has used. He makes it a point to mention those. My dear father, my respected father. See that? Ya Abati. So, it's not a license to show disrespect. If they're doing wrong, then that's not a permit for you to show disrespect and disregard. You must show your respect. Advise them. You need to advise them, but with respect. With muhabbat. And irrespective of what type of response you receive, right, the father becomes aggressive and father says, La illam tantahi la arjum. You're not going to desist. I'm going to stone you to death. I don't want to see you. Jurnim, I don't want to see you. Get away. I don't want to see you. So he says, Salamun alaik. Now, then too, when his father is reprimanding, aggressive, chasing him out. So he said, he didn't say, hey, but you know, Allah has curse on you. But he says, Sa'astaghfiru laka Rabbi, I'll still make dua for you. Sa'astaghfiru innahu kana bi hafiyya. But I have to move away because I can't be a party to the wrong. That's now I'm forced, the circumstance is forcing me to leave because I can't be a party to the wrong. But that doesn't stop me from making dua for you. Being of service to you, I will be of service to you and I will make dua for you. But now Allah records the whole conversation, He records it. I ask you, why does He record the entire conversation? To show the maqam and the position of parents, that you, your future and your prosperity depends upon this. Respect, the love, the attention. Now it's become such that if the father is wealthy, then he can manipulate you. Or you allow yourself to be manipulated if he's wealthy. So one person, he saw his children not showing. Respect. Now he needs them, now he's sick, he's ailing, and he needs their assistance. They're not giving any assistance, no care, nothing. Sometimes you need a little bit of moral support, somebody on your side. So one son came to meet him for some work, whatever. So he tells him, you know, I'm telling you something in confidence. So you've got a big chest full of gold and apart from the gold, I got some diamonds, very, very precious. But I'm afraid now, you know, a few days' time, I'll be gone. What's going to happen to this? It's somewhere lying here, in this room here, somewhere. It didn't show exactly the particulars. Next day, he was on the job, khidmat. You see the legs, talking to the father, like Vicks, Zambak, whatever. Do teen saal mein to mar gaye. In 3 years, father died. Father died, now he went to check in the whole room. In olden days, he was burying to the ground, checking it, nothing. Then he discovered the father did this because had he not said this, he would have received his attention. So he had to make up a story to get the attention. So our whole khidmat is just because of material. So if the father is not wealthy, then you will manipulate him. And if he's wealthy, then he manipulates you. So what's manipulating? Money. See that? Say your father is broken down, Johnny. Nothing got. He's got nothing. Then do you talk about rights of parents? Yes, if he's wealthy, then you talk about rights of parents. I must respect him. Respect him. Why? Because you don't know, there's something coming after that. See? So the whole thing is material. Now, without any material agenda, just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Alim Yasab is saying, that this is a problem in this day, that we do work, but we don't have that cognizance, that consciousness, that this will bring you this. This will bring you this. The question is this, the hadith says, that the person that was good to his parents and family, see, I'm showing the warmth, we need to show it. Without socializing unnecessarily, that's stupidity. Like I showed you, talk of all nonsensical things. You go into a walima, all nonsensical. All right, what's the cup final like? Who's scoring? What's the latest car? What is this? So, 90% of the discussions are futile. لا خير في كثير من نجوام. لا خير في كثير من نجوام. Most of the secret councils, there's absolutely no gain, nothing to gain out of it. What do they talk about? Walima, sabdawad, tea shop or coffee shop, what are you talking about? So if you read into it, there's nothing. So that's why he says, if you really long to meet Allah Ta'ala, then leave all this, leave this socializing. For Allah Pak says, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلْيَعْمَلْ أَمَلًا. Because Allah Pak is saying, if you really want me, then adopt the procedure. Whatever procedure is required, adopt it. Now, someone says, no, I want to get good marks in the exams, right? 1 week left for the exams, I said, I want good marks. So he said, no, you can, inshallah, from what I gauge, you can. But work hard. So he said, no, I must play soccer, some cricket, And so there's some rugby tournament that's going, I need to watch that, you know. And then my friends, I need to take them to the coffee shop and eat and drink and all that, right? Now, is he going to score the marks? On the one side, he said, no, I need to have good marks. But your time is getting wasted in this thing here. So, you know, the sawab for this also, meeting, doing ikram, the sawab for that. So you don't realize that most of the time it is getting wasted. Futile discussions, futile talks, nothing coming out of it. Especially after Isha. See, after Isha, this talking unnecessarily has been condemned very seriously. It's not a small crime, it's a big crime. After Isha, and meeting up and mixing up unnecessarily. And Umar radiallahu anhu used to get very upset. Like, I got upset now. Some people are just talking on. The way they're talking here now, the whole madrasa is echoing. The whole madrasa is echoing, someone is talking outside there. So isn't that wrong? So there's a whole operation carrying on. And you are talking and then you are raising your voice. And the thing is echoing, the whole place is echoing. So now, that consciousness now, see that consciousness leaves you. You're not worried what you're doing. The consequence, what's happening, how other persons are getting affected. There's no conscience. That's why he says, if you long to meet Allah Ta'ala, then leave this socializing, unnecessary socializing. You get into trouble, fights, problems. And number two, he says, leave out this mutual rivalry. What? One is socializing and this mutual rivalry. Oh, he's got three cars, I got one car. He got a Merc and I got a Corolla, right? He's got this investment and I don't have this investment. So this mutual rivalry, leave it out. Because the life revolves around that. Either socializing or rivalry. He's got so much investment, I don't have this much. He got so many people supporting him, so much of followers, I don't have this. Right? He's such an influential person, I'm not an influential person. So the life revolves around that. Either socializing or that rivalry, competing. فَلْيَعْمَلْ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ. Now you see how your time, how you can preserve, how you can secure your time. Small action, but do it rightly, correctly. Look after your time. We don't say stand up the whole night in tahajjud, but the time that you got, then take care of it. Proper good care. Like I say, you're working for your exams 1 month, 2 months, 3 months in advance. Do you waste your time? You want good marks. You're writing for your board exams or specializing. How do you take care of your time? Sitting down in, I see now someone is specializing. So when he was invited, he came for the meals. And they said, well, I have to go, please. Now that's, he understands that he's specializing. So he joined up for the meals. So he spent about 15, 20 minutes. He ate the meals, he showed the respect. I need to go and attend to my work. So that shows that he's got an attachment to the work, importance to that work. But now the person doesn't have an attachment. I sit there, I'll park, 1.5 hour tours, exam can come in, it's on his time. Is that the indication of attachment? So man kana yarju liqa rabbi. So this raja means this longing. That longing must be right. Now, there must be an indication to explain, all right, how can you prove that his longing is right? I long to meet you. I long to meet Allah Ta'ala. So what is an indication that longing is right? So Rumi's kitab is full of illustrations. He shows now some abstract things, and then through abstract, he shows some illustration to prove abstract things. He says, one person saw one girl, too beautiful, so he pursued her, following, tracking her. So when this girl realized that he's tracking her, so she tried to distract him. Right? She saw now this person is tracking her. So she asked him, why are you tracking me? He said, no, I'm infatuated, I can't leave you now. So mad over the love for you. So now she wants to see now whether this longing is true or is just a temporary phase. So she told him, you know what, but my sister is coming. She's about 200 meters away behind me, and she's 10 times more beautiful than me, this type of eyes and cheeks. So straight away he took a U-turn. So she gave one tight clout. He says, you're mad over me, infatuated now. And I gave a small description of my sister and the whole turnaround. So that means that longing is not true. See, that longing is not true. So you're longing to meet Allah Ta'ala, then there must be a certain behavior. But if you've turned around like this, that means your longing is not true. Man kana yarju liqa'ahu. See that? So you meet to the point of need and then get down, crack into your work. Meet to the point of need. As the Shaykh Ramtai, I don't think there was a person that was more hospital than himself, right? And I went there. I saw at mealtime he's so generous, hospitable, right? 100 people, 200 people, but he'll show personal attention to everybody. But then that is when you need to serve the person. But after that, when he's on his work, and he's so committed to the work that he doesn't allow any type of intrusion in his work. He gets the khadim to lock the door from the outside. He's so absorbed in his work. That's why I think I myself don't like any discussion. Come and talk after Ramadan. Talk, because people want some excuse for. Hazrat, what about this? Hazrat, what about this? Hazrat, why? The whole year you got, all that queries and all, do it out the whole year. Now, Ramzan time, few days you left for Allah Ta'ala, they also, you know. So try and understand. Man kana yarju liqa'ah. Dedicate yourself. And things will open up for you. You will understand things. Now you're dedicated, so Allah will open up. So two things he says. Abstain from these two things, and then you'll be able to see the path better. One is socializing, and one is this mutual rivalry, competing, vying with each other. Leave this out. Then you'll see, all right, now you've got the understanding of Raja. Raja is Sadiq, a true, truthful yearning, longing. Allah will give us all tawfiq.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وبيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم لك الحمد كما ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك اللهم لك الحمد كما نقول اللهم لك الحمد كما تقول وخيرا مما نقول يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا رب المستضعفين يا إله العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا صاحب كل فريد يا مونس كل وحيد يا رازق الطفل الصغير يا جابر العزم الكثير يا جابر العزم الكثير يا جابر العزم الكثير يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا سميع الدعاء يا مجيب الدعاء يا سميع الدعاء يا مجيب الدعاء يا سميع الدعاء يا مجيب الدعاء اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم اجزه عنا أفضل ما جزيت نبيا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصديقين الصالحين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ردنا إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. والله please forgive us. والله make us معفو. والله make us معفو. والله make us معفو. والله we have wronged ourselves. والله please make us معفو. Please forgive us. والله guide us. والله look after us. والله protect us. والله Allah, all the mistakes, Allah forgive us, Allah give us a tawfiq, Allah, to come onto the right, Allah look at us favorably, Allah do not take your tawfiq away from us, Allah guide us, Allah this is the ashara, Allah of maghfirat, Allah forgive all of us, Allah forgive one and all, Allah forgive us, Allah we make tawbah from all our sins, Allah. Allah, please accept our tawbah, Allah, make our tawbah, tawbatan nasuha. Allah, forgive us, Allah, forgive our parents, Allah, forgive our elders, Allah, forgive our asatizah ikiram, Allah, forgive the ummah of Huzuri Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are living, those who have passed on, Allah, forgive each and every sin, Allah, the major, the minor sins, Allah, that which we remember, that which we have forgotten. Allah, forgive us, Allah. Please forgive us, Allah. Allah, please make us ma'af, Allah. Forgive us, Allah. Allah, we have sinned, Allah. Allah, we do not justify our wrong, Allah. Allah, we admit each and every wrong, Allah. Each and every wrong, Allah. We are guilty of Allah. Allah, we don't say we are right, Allah. Allah, we are wrong, Allah. We slipped up, Allah. Allah, you make us ma'af, Allah. Allah, you forgive us, Allah. Allah, let this month be an excuse for our forgiveness, Allah. Allah, let this month be an excuse, Allah, for correcting us, Allah. Allah, change our sayyat into hasanat, Allah. Allah, in future, Allah, look after us, Allah. Allahumma waqiyatan. Allahumma waqiyatan. Allah, you are Kareem, Allah. Do not take us to task. Allah, you are very Kareem, Allah. Allah, we have hope in your mercy, Allah. We have nothing to present, Allah. Allah, but we have hope in your mercy, Allah. Allah, please, Allah, forgive us, Allah. Guide us, Allah. Allah, show us what is right, Allah. Allah, whatever good Huzuri Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask for, Allah. We ask for the same, Allah. Allah. Grant us protection from all that which was repugnant, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask protection from Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.